Shalom Aleichem. Our question is very relevant for Tisha B'Av and to Yom Kippur as well. What are the appropriate shoes to be worn? What happens, for example, if we have non-leather shoes? So it should be okay. It's not leather, but it is comfortable, so it feels like a shoe. It's comfortable like a shoe. Is that considered a shoe for purposes of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur and should not be worn? For example, Crocs. Crocs are shoes that are non-leather, but many people wear them. They feel it's comfortable. They may wear them all the time. Is that going to be something that should be worn on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? So we are going to start with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. We are in Orach Chaim, Taf Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Tazayin, which says as follows, Ni'ilas HaSandal, Dafka Shel Or, when it comes to the prohibition of Ni'ilas HaSandal, which is the prohibition of wearing shoes on Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur as well. It is specifically when the shoe is made of leather, but other materials, for example, Shel Beged, if it's made of material, if you would wrap a shoe, if you have a shoe that is made of a material, but it's not leather, or wood, or sha'am gemi, rubber, whatever it is, whatever the material is, but it's not leather, it's not going to be problematic. In fact, that's the psak not only of the Shulchan Aruch, but a precursor of the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur as well, and they are based on the great Rishon and the Rif and the Rosh. So the Rif and the Rosh were of the opinion that only leather shoes are problematic, but non-leather shoes are not problematic, and accordingly, that is the basis of the Psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. Ni'ilas HaSandal, the prohibition of wearing shoes on Tisha B'Av, is limited to if the shoes are made of leather. Now, having said that, there are other views in the Rishonim. For example, the Rav Zah says that anything that is protective, kol dem shemegin al raglo, it protects the foot, that is going to be prohibited even if it's made of a material, even if it's made of beged. And in fact, it's not only the Razah, but the Ran agrees with him as well. So we have this Machlokas Rishonim, we have on the one hand the Rif, we have the Rosh and others, we have on the other hand the Razah and the Ran, with the Rosh and Rif saying it's only limited to leather shoes is the problem, but others saying as long as it functions like a shoe, it is a shoe, and it is going to be protective of the foot. That's problematic, regardless of the material that it is made of. Now, having said that, we did see the Psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that they say the prohibition is limited to leather shoes and none other. Now, having said that, the Tshuvas Pani Meira says that, in fact, if you cannot feel the ground when you are walking outside, if you can't feel the ground, that is not going to be considered a proper shoe to wear on Tisha B'Av. He says as follows, if you don't margish klal et koshi hakarka, you don't feel at all the hardness of the floor, and we could also say you don't feel pebbles and the like when you're walking to shul, when you're wearing your Tisha B'Av shuls, the problem here is there's no inui. The lack of shoes, not wearing leather shoes, the concept here is to have an affliction. But if you can't feel the floor at all, you can't feel the hardness of the floor, of the ground, of the street, when you're walking, there is going to be no inui, there's no affliction. And accordingly, he says that that is included in the prohibition of ni'ilas HaSandal. In fact, it's not only the Pani Meiros that has this standard that you have to be able to feel the floor. And if you can't feel it, then it's going to be violating ni'ilas HaSandal. That is based in the Rambam as well. You have to be able to feel koshi ha'aretz, that the koshi ha'aretz magia l'raglav u'margishu yachef. You have to be able to feel that you are literally barefoot, but it has to be that you can feel the hardness of the ground. So having said that, based on this Pani Meiros and based on the Rambam, it could very well be that if it's non-leather, but it is not so protective of the bottom of the feet. You don't feel anything. You're just walking as if you have real shoes on. You can't feel the hardness of the ground. That would be included in the prohibition of ni'ilas HaSandal because there's no affliction that you have. Now, having said that, we're going to go back in the other direction. The Tshuva Zera Emes and the Maram Shek disagree with this chumrah of the Pani Meiros, and they go back to our standard. The standard is it leather or is it not leather? If it's leather, it's problematic. If it's not leather, then even if you can't feel the ground at all, You're comfortable in those shoes. They feel great. They're not leather. It's going to be okay to wear on Tisha B'Av. In fact, that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. He says in the halachas of Tisha B'Av, af al gav de megin al raglo, even though your shoes, they are protective of your feet. V'gam asui b'tzuras min al mamish. Even though it is made in the form of a shoe, so it feels like a shoe, it's in the form of the shoe, it is shari, it is mutter. Why? To lo nikra min al elo shel or, because it's only called a shoe for purposes of the prohibition of wearing shoes on Tisha B'Av if it is made of leather. If it's not made of leather, it's not going to be problematic. So let's just recap where we are right now, and then we're going to take an important step further. We started out by saying that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that the prohibition of nias a sandal is only if the sandal, which means the shoe, is made of leather, but any other materials are going to be okay. That's based on the Rif and the Rosh, despite the fact that there are Rishonim that disagree, who are of the view that if it's protective, it protects the foot, then it doesn't matter the material, it's going to be problematic. But then we add the chumra of the tshuvas pani meiros. If you can't feel the ground underneath, then you have no affliction. Where's the inui there? And it's going to be problematic. It's going to violate the prohibition of ni'ilas asandal that's based on the Rambam. But having said that, a number of achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah and the halachas of Tisha B'Av, say that it doesn't matter. All we care about is if it is made of leather, then that's a shoe and cannot be worn on Tisha B'Av. But if it is not made of leather, then it's going to be permitted, even if it is protective of the foot, even if you can't feel the ground underneath. Now, having said that, the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah and the halachas of Yom Kippur says as follows. He brings the shita, the pani meiros, that if you can't feel the ground, it's considered a shoe, it's problematic, even if it's not leather. And he writes as follows, da'av she'me'ikar adin yesh tahakel, even though me'ikar adin, fundamentally based on the letter of the law, we can be lenient on a shoe that is not leather, mish'ef shalo ra'i lahachmir, somebody who is able to, should be machmir on this. So that is where he comes out. And in fact, we learn the halachas of Tisha B'Av back to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur back to Tisha B'Av. So based on that, we would say as well, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when it comes to the halachas of what's considered a sandal, what's considered nilas a sandal, what's considered a shoe, a proper shoe, or the violation of wearing shoes, we learn the halachas back and forth. Accordingly, we would say, based on this Mishnah Berurah, that mi'ikar adin, we paskin that leather is the problem. Non-leather, even if it functions like the shoe, it's comfortable, it should be okay. But the Mishnah Berurah here is telling us in the halachas of Yom Kippur, but if you can be machmir for the pani meiros, you should be machmir, ro'oi lahachmir. So based on all of that background, let's wrap this up. Rav Usher Weiss has a tshuva on this, and he says that basically 3 points. Point number one is that you can't deny the fact that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah is the focus on leather. If it's made of leather, then it's going to be a problem both for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. We're not going to distinguish between the two, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. If it's made of leather, you can't wear it. If it is not made of leather, even if it's comfortable, you can wear it. That is point number one. That's the Ikar Adin. Having said that, even if a shoe is not of leather, but it is comfortable, it's not of leather, but it is comfortable, lechatkila, ideally, it's a midas chasidus, the ideal is to not wear those shoes. That's the ideal way. Even though it's not made of leather, but it's comfortable, it's very comfortable, then try to avoid those shoes. That's lechatkila, don't wear those shoes. It's not usr, but lechatkila, don't wear them. And point number three, then, if it's not made of leather, and it's also not overly comfortable, that would be the ideal. That would be mutter lechatchila. That would be the ideal shoe, is to fulfill all of those mandates that we said before. If it's not made of leather and also not overly comfortable, so it's not that you can't feel the ground underneath, it's that there is some affliction by wearing the shoe, that would be the ideal shoe. So just to recap once again, if it's me'ikar adin, point number one, if it's leather, it's problematic, it's usur. If it's not leather, it's mutter, even if it's comfortable. That's point leads us to point number two. Even if it's not made of leather, but it's very comfortable, that's not the ideal. It's mutter, but not the ideal. And point number three, what's the best way for nilas a sandal, to best shoes to be wearing? If you're wearing shoes, best is socks, not to wear shoes. But if you're wearing shoes, ideally, it cannot be of leather, and also it should not be comfortable. That is going to be mutter lechatchila, Have a wonderful day. And Amir Tzashem, this should be our last Tisha B'Av.